and we had some good starts and some really dangerous things. And for that pleasure of doing that, if you got caught, it cost you $250.
Yeah, and they potentially a lot more if you.
Yeah, just getting caught, the citation was I think $250.
Right.
And there were a lot of them issued.
There were. We got some tax dollars going.
Yeah, that produced some tax dollars a little bit to put out some fires, but it did. And I think it's important to just remind people that we haven't had that horrible fire yet, but we're just so into fire season, and we really need to be careful about all the things that. You know, no more burning, and be sure that when you're weed eating or you're doing any of those kinds of things, you're doing it in the cool part of the day. Always have water available. Make sure if you're going up to the lake and you're dragging your boat, make sure all of your tie downs and all of your chains are hooked. And
have you heard and seen these goats moving around town?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the goats are behind my house now. I came home after this weekend, and there's like 200 goats. Because I'm right off of 299 heading out to Whiskeytown. And so, or is that 44? Whatever that is. Heading out to Whiskeytown.
299.
And I'm like, look at all these goats. And so, and my friend Rhonda Culp had them behind her house for a while on the water between her house. And so the city, I guess, they're paying this gentleman to move these goats around.
Oh, it's very effective.
Yeah, and to eat all the grass.
They'll eat anything. They eat the berry bushes. They eat everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a very cost-effective way. One of the issues that we have is that we get all this rain, we have all these areas, we got a lot of open space mm-hmm. in Shasta County. And unfortunately, you get the rain, and then it grows, and trying to stay ahead of the weed abatement is one of the major tasks that they have. And we don't have, a lot of people just simply refuse to take care of their own property.
Right.
Let alone public property. And we see the results of not clearing spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not pretty.
I was laughing, goats don't call in sick. Goats don't get hurt and go on workers' comp. I mean, the city to pay I believe it's a gentleman that owns the goats or whatever, but I gotta imagine, you're trying to get all these goats into trucks and truck beds, whatever, schlep them over to these places, put them out there, check on them, watch, monitor them, then schlep them somewhere else. I mean, it's a lot less to pay him than a crew of people to go out there in this heat with the dangers of that and everything else. So I just thought, well, that's pretty creative. So now they were behind my house. I didn't look this morning to see if they're still there. But, I mean, it's no problem for us. I mean, I don't hear them. I don't know about them. I'm like, well, that's good for me because when we had the car fire that – was what burned right up to the back of my property and singed my rock wall back there. So let's take all of that out of there and, keep it short and get all that fuel taken care of.
And I remind everybody that it is your responsibility if it's on your property that you've got to have your clearances depending upon which jurisdiction you're in, how big the clearance is. But you should know that. And you should be taking care to be sure that you're cleaning up. And I always have to throw in, and I was reminded by somebody from Cal Fire, retired from Cal Fire, that the roadside fires are caused mostly by pieces of spark arrestors that fall off of cars. That's a lot of what causes mm-hmm. those. But it also is caused by people throwing cigarettes out the window.
Yeah, have we not learned that one yet?
And I see it. I always have to bring it up because this time of year, I rarely go up and down the freeway where I don't notice somebody doing that. And I just, and their argument is, well, they don't put an ashtray in your car anymore. Okay, can you just take a little personal responsibility?
That's right. You knew that when you got in and lit a cigarette.
Exactly. So they have all kinds of little things you can buy.
Actually, a Coke can will work just fine.
A Coke can, water, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of things you can do, but just remind everybody to do your part and try to keep us fire safe. We don't need another major catastrophe fire.
No,
up
I mean,
this area.
And really in the world and in our community, there's enough going on.
You know,
it's like, let's not add to our strife. And, I've been here since 2000 and most of the major fires have been started by us. We did have the lightning strike year, that horrible year of the lightning strikes, but, the Jones fire, a lot of these have been human error or accidentally, but by humans, and so we do want to make sure that Mother Nature, we can't help some of that, you know. But there's a, like you said, personal responsibility we can take for some.
And be careful where you're parking. If you've been driving and you go someplace to visit or go to somebody's house, don't park in the tall grass, dry grass.
Because your car's hot all underneath.
The catalytic converter underneath there is pistol hot. Mm-hmm. And it'll set that stuff on fire. It's just in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's
so good. You don't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $12.99. Save $400, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
And now, back to our show.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. This morning we have Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we're just kind of chatting about things. So if you've got something you'd like to talk about, please jump in and join us. This portion of the show is brought to us by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. They're our firearm dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having your gunsmithing work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222. So, Sharon, what's going on in your life?
Well, next week, I will be checking myself into my week-long cleanse at Optimum Health Institute down in beautiful Lemon Grove, San Diego. So I went to this place last September, right before I turned 50, for 2 weeks, and I'm going to do a little tune-up. And so I, for the week, it's all plant-based, no dairy, no sugar, no alcohol, obviously. You're doing, like, emotional, spiritual, and physical detoxing. So obviously there, it's a little bit different now with the COVID situation than it was when I went in September. So it's a smaller group. Everyone's masked up the whole time. They do, like, a more of an assessment tool before you get there. A lot of people that go have a lot of underlying medical problems or a diagnosis, or they're maybe have been on chemo and want to detox off of the chemo, radiation, and things, and that were put into their system. So I'm excited to go do that, and I'm on day 68 of no drinking alcohol.
Are you going to do that, like, forever?
Well, I'm going to do 100 days, but I've really enjoyed this process because I just felt like I wasn't being very healthy, and taking alcohol out of my diet was just a catalyst to help me get, you know, more. I'm getting more exercise on my Peloton bike. I'm eating better. I'm sleeping better. And I actually kind of just set the 90-day goal because I'd really only ever done, like, dry January. Now they have what they call go dry July. But I resented dry January this year. I did not enjoy it. I was like day 31. I was, you know, going to get a cocktail. So this time I just think I had a different kind of attitude going into it. And, you know, I'm one of the only people my friends joke that, you know, got sober at COVID, because a lot of people took the time of the lockdown to indulge a little bit more. But I was like, you know, a lot of people that drink alcohol, we just get a little reliant, you know, a little routine oriented. Like I wasn't an addict. I don't think I need to go to AA, you know, but I've been reading a bunch of great books, and everyone that ends up at AA started off where we are,
yeah.
You know? And so I think it's just good to check yourself and reevaluate. And it's interesting because, that first, couple weeks, I would notice if something really stressful happened in my day, I immediately would go to, like, I can't wait to have a drink about this, you know, tonight at 5. This was giving me, you know, and just, like, triggering myself that, like, that's how I was coping with, like, a stressful day is, like,
okay,
having a drink at 5. And that's not how I want to be drinking. And so I've been reading a great book by a gal named Annie Grace called Your Naked Mind. And she talks a lot about, you know, mindful drinking and mindless drinking. And, you know, I want to be more of a mindful drinker if I do drink, which is, like, celebratory and, you know, beautiful red wines to go with a dinner and being out with friends. Not like I get home, I'm pissy, I had a bad day, you know, let's drink a bottle. So I don't really know what I'm going to do yet, that though I am feeling so amazing and my energy level, I just feel like I did my 20s.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, another gal that I've been following on Instagram wrote, it's much easier to stay here than to get back here, you know? And so I'm just having such a great time. And, you know, by the way, I'm still funny and entertaining, and my friends still love me. You know, we've been programmed to believe that alcohol, you know, we have more fun, we're more relaxed, our friends are more fun, you can't have fun without it. This is a marketing strategy of the alcohol industry for years to make us all feel we're more comfortable. You know, I've looked at the pictures I took the night I was drinking and thought I looked so great the next day. I was not as cute as I thought I looked. You know, we think we're funny. We think we're all these things. And the bottom line is it just numbs our senses to make us not worry as much and make us feel more comfortable. But we're not any better. We're not any funnier.
Yeah.
And so I've just – it's been a really – and I think my friends have really enjoyed watching me. Like, if other people in my friendship circle – decide to go down this path at some point, it's like, you know, you're going to be okay. We're also going to love you. We're also going to invite you places. You know, you don't have to drink to be part of our circle anymore.
Well, and, you know, I've never, because I go in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink every day. I think I probably drank more during the COVID than I mm-hmm. normally do. But I think I'm just a very social drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I like the the atmosphere of a bar,
mm-hmm.
or getting together with friends,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I drink,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I enjoy that. But I don't have to have alcohol to really enjoy what
mm-hmm.
I'm doing, or I go periods where I don't have anything to drink,
mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like
mm-hmm.
it. But then when I do, I'm fortunate that I only can remember a couple, three times where I actually get a hangover
mm-hmm.
in my whole life. I'm pretty good at dumb
yeah,
down
yeah.
And start drinking Coke
mm-hmm.
Well into the evening.
Right,
where everybody else continues to drink because
mm-hmm.
I kind of know my tolerance
mm-hmm.
level and I go, yeah, I'm done.
Well, yeah,
three max drinks and
yeah,
then
that
I'm
two
done.
Hours of fun is not worth 12 hours of not feeling
well,
good.
Well, I've had some, I've had girlfriends that really just can't handle their alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing worse than a woman who gets sloppy drunk.
Well,
for me, they're much more obnoxious than men who get sloppy
Well, it's
drunk.
Funny because I've been, you know, watching events I've been at and interactions with people. And, you know, when you're drinking and you're, you know, three glasses in, most of us become pretty self-centered. And I've watched people interrupt people. I've watched people walk away from a conversation that somebody was talking to them. You know, it's been interesting to be there completely present.
Oh, so now we have somebody watching our
yes,
action.
I mean, yes.
Everybody be aware of Sharon in the group. She's taking notes.
That may be why you don't get invited anywhere.
Yeah. She's keeping track.
Yeah, I better not
she's
tell anybody.
She's going to remind you the
yeah,
next
that's right.
Day.
No, actually, here's what you said. But I really do. I've been really enjoying it. And I think, you know, the last time I've gone 68 days was probably at pregnancy. You know, I mean, I don't drink every night, but I don't go 68 days straight probably. You know, I can't
yeah.
remember when. So, and you know, your liver regenerates in 90 days. So that's one of the reasons I picked 90 is my liver will completely regenerate. There's a lot of detoxing that happens in your body in a 90 day window. And then I thought, well, I'm going 90. I might as well go 100, you know? And so then, and I'm actually, I haven't really said this out loud yet, but I'm considering a year. I'm considering a year and really blogging about it and writing about my experiences of, like, you know, let's just say, Trish.
How strange my friends are.
Yes.
The more I'm
well,
studying
you know,
this.
And nothing in my life has gotten worse since I quit drinking.
Yeah.
In fact, quite the opposite. I'm healthier. I've lost 8 pounds. I have more energy. I'm more present in my work. I am more present in my relationships. I feel a lot of pride and self-esteem with my choices to take care of myself. And so I'm thinking, you know, I don't know where it fits in yet, but I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Well,
I'm excited.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think the health is important. If you feel good, I think one of the things that I've noticed through this COVID thing is the lack of doing, the lack of having to get up and go and
mm-hmm.
for so many days. My energy level has really suffered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just because I'm not doing the things, a lot of which I'm now – I'm with you. I'm actually going to go to the gym this morning and sign up. I was doing a pulmonary exercise.
Oh, I remember
program,
like three
rehab.
Times a week or something.
Yeah, and I was feeling really good with that. Well, then when this COVID thing came along, they canceled that, and I just got a letter from them saying they're not going to restart it.
Mm.
So I have to do something else because I was really liking that actually physical exertion
mm-hmm.
three times a week and maybe more. So I'm going to go into the gym down in Anderson when I get back. I'm good done here today, and I'm going to sign up and do something.
Good. And okay. They usually have complimentary, like, trainers, too, that will put together a program for you at some of these places.
I really need the pulmonary rehab more
mm-hmm.
than the cardiac.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was working really good.
Yeah.
I could tell a difference,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell a difference since I've stopped it.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Need to get back into that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we all – I suffer from some type of depression, I'm sure, because we're not getting up, we're not showering on a schedule, we're not, I mean, I just, you know, you're showering and putting back on comfy clothes. I mean, no one wore jeans for 3 weeks, 4 weeks with a quarantine. You know, there's something, you know, you look good, you feel good, you get out, you get vitamin D. So I think we're all coming back into that place. Still, the social connections are struggling, and that is something I want to talk about. This hour is because being working with seniors and these families, there's a lot that's shifting for my business right now. And our seniors are still very isolated, still not being able to get out and interact. And I do want to draw some attention to that.
Yeah. And I think it's important that, you know, that's going to be a good conversation
yeah.
because I have some definite ideas about how important all this is that we're doing or not, and how much we continue, we need to continue to do. I think.
You have an opinion? I'm so surprised, Trish. I can't wait to hear it.
Exactly. A lot of overkill going on here, I think. We need to remember what they said yesterday when we listen to what they say today.
Yeah.
because they're kind of overstepping their things. This portion of the show is brought to us by Clyde's, the original and still the best. Clyde's Enterprises, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, Klipsch, and Bose. Give them a call at 221-4144, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460 with Clark and Clark in the Morning.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Getting in there, getting that exercise going here. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. This morning is Thursday, as you know. It's 73 degrees in downtown Reading. Going to get up to a 99 today. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm joined this morning in the studio with Sharon Clark.
Trish, that was the song that we danced to when I was in the Miss Yuva Sutter pageant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
First runner up.
Oh, good girl.
I got to go to the Prune Festival and wear my sash. It's a big deal.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just before the break, we were kind of talking about this social distancing and what's still going on. And I don't question that there's a need to continue the social distancing. I think that we're getting pummeled with a lot of very negative misinformation. They keep pounding. If you look at the newspaper, you listen to the radio, it's the cases are rising, it's horrid, the world is coming to an end. Every article is boom, 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 boom. When you look at the reality of it, the death toll is going down.
Right, right. I was just reading that.
Mm-hmm. And we never assumed that leveling the growth was going to stop people from getting it. People are going to get this, just like they get the flu. The people that are getting it now are the younger group. Even they now have treatments that they're able to do as you get the disease. They're not as severe. Even the elderly population is getting it and recovering. Mm-hmm. Not everybody that gets this disease is dying. And that's how they keep presenting it to us on a daily basis, to where they've got people scared to death of their own shadow. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good way to live.
Well, no, and I think that, you know, what one of the fallout issues is that, and, you know, our assisted living communities, our rehab centers, they are under state guidelines. So this is nothing on administrations or companies. But, you know, these folks in assisted living are a lot of places, they still have to eat in their room. They can't do social activities. The families can't come in. There's a lot of quarantine still going on. And I understand completely if someone were to bring it into a place that we have seen the vulnerability of it. The challenge, what I'm seeing in the home care side of it is families taking their loved ones out of assisted livings or opting not to go to a rehab facility because the communication, I mean, I've had people come out of the hospital. That discharge planner can't see the family. They're not even getting that close to the patient. They're trying to give information on a discharge. The person gets home. They're much more acute than what we thought because no one got to see them. And that person talking to the family on the phone didn't know how well they walked when they went in. So when they say he walks 30 feet, the family thinks, well, he's still walking 30 feet. We get him home. He's barely walking 30 feet. You know, and so there's just a lot of navigation happening on this end. And I think, you know, I had a family last week that took their mom out of an assisted living because she was declining so much neurologically. They wanted to, the facility was like, well, let's put her in memory care. And their family's like, she doesn't need memory care. She's not getting the socialness. She's not getting the interaction. And if there's a place of like, you know, what's the risk here? You know, are we going to risk COVID? Are we going to risk our family member wasting away with no social connection, not having their family there? And, you know, God forbid the people, and I've talked to many of them that moved like a month before. So yeah. They never settled in. They never made any friends. They never got used to anything. And now they're basically getting fed in their rooms. Their family can't go see them, or they're standing 4 feet away. They're not getting any human touch. I mean, if it was my loved one, it's like, you know, I know there's a risk of COVID, but gosh darn it, my last year, my mother's alive. She's just sad and getting no social connection and lonely.
And I think that's exactly what people have to take into consideration. I've commented that, I mean, we all recognize if you're over a certain age, that you're probably on the, you know, you're on the downhill side of this thing. Mm-hmm. You have only so much time left. It's not like when you're in your 20s, you've got your whole future to look forward to. You realize when you get to be a senior citizen that you're on the downhill
side. That's right.
You've only got a few years left, or, you know, hopefully, but not as many as you've already lived, for sure. We don't want to live them doing nothing. I mean, if I've only got 5 years left, I don't want to live it in my house by myself with no human touch and no contact with the outside world. I don't want – that's not how I want to live the rest of my life. We worked hard to get where we're at in our retirement so we can enjoy and do things. And I think most of us feel like we want to live our life.
Well,
and we don't want to do that alone.
Absolutely. And I've been trying to draw this parallel, and it's going to be something that I think is going to serve me well in the home care industry moving forward, and to really help families understand. A lot of times there's a couple things going on when families move a loved one to a community living. But I have families that mom's at home, dad passed away, she doesn't drive anymore, and they're telling us, well, she only really needs, you know, 4 hours a week, someone to come in and do some light housework, cook a couple meals. What about companionship? You know, we all just went through 3 months of a lot of isolation, and how did that feel for us?
Yeah.
Yet we have so many seniors that families are checking a box and undervaluing the social connection of what that feels like to have someone coming in, and whether it's a family member or a volunteer, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be a paid person, but we undervalue what that social connection, we've all just felt it. It was a horrible feeling for me.
Yeah.
And I don't care how many phone calls I got, I wanted to sit with people.
Sit with
you
people,
know, yeah,
catch people.
Yeah.
I got together with a group that has been dormant just since all of this started. Mm-hmm. For the first time the other night, we were able to have our meeting. And I have to admit, there wasn't a lot of social distancing going on.
Yeah.
Everybody was starved for the hugs and the talking, and we just, everybody kept saying, oh gosh, it's so good to get back together.
Right.
It's so good to see everybody, and it's so good to, we're social beings.
We
miss that. We need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, with our seniors specifically. You know, I've reopened the senior center down in Anderson, the Frontier Senior Center. And it is delightful. They are so glad to have a place to come back in and do their exercise and do their quilting. And the line dancers have started. We're social distancing. We're recommending masks. We're doing all the things that to keep them safe, and all the cleanser. I had a bunch of sanitizers put in, so they're just on the wall, that everybody can get the hand sanitizer whenever they need it. Those who choose not to wear a mask or cannot because sometimes you can't. I couldn't wear one all day, every day. I mean, I only have 45% of my lungs, so I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I can wear them for short periods of time, but I personally couldn't wear a mask all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't breathe. But social distancing and being careful, it's so much more. They've got. Gosh, when I first opened that first few days, they looked like deer in the headlight looks. People came in.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've all got their smiles on their face again. They're so enjoying, and they thank me every time I'm around there. They're oh, thank you so much for opening back up. We were going crazy, you know, nothing to do.
Yeah.
So, if people need that, we need the socialization.
Yeah, and I think it's been, you know, unfortunately, and I understand the precautions. I do.
I do too.
I also understand families making the decision to bring mom home, which is what, you know, and you've got people separated, like maybe the spouse. A lot of times the spouse goes into assisted living first or a rehab facility first, and then they can't see the husband or wife was planning on going every day and visiting every day, and now that connection's gone.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, definitely a mental health struggle.
Absolutely.
For the spouses.
Okay, we've got somebody on the phone. We're going to go and talk to Kay. Good morning, Kay.
Hi, Trish and Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Trish, I'd just really like to thank you and the Frontier Senior Center for opening up your facility so that AARP can do the tax preparation.
Yeah, we had to work on that for a while to get AARP to agree to let them come back down. But, yes, they are doing it certain hours, and you may have to make an appointment.
Right.
It's good. A lot of people have been coming in for that.
Well, and the number to call is 500-2206.
Thank you for that. Didn't have it at my fingertips, but I know we were getting tons of calls about when are they starting it, and so they started it last week, and we'll
right.
be continuing, I guess, through the end of the month.
Well, I think the deadline is still the 15th.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And so I think next Tuesday will be the last. So tomorrow, they're just doing it Tuesday and Fridays.
Right.
Okay.
I'm very much impressed. I don't care for AARP's legislative calendar particularly.
I concur with you.
But I love their driver's safety and their tax preparation. I mean, last year I had somebody who was retired from the federal government doing it, and since I am too, I mean, I really appreciated that because the federal government retirees are a little different creature than some other retirees. And then this time I had a CPA.
Oh, wonderful. So those are all volunteers down there that are doing helping?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
They're all volunteers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just really, I just can't thank you enough because I didn't know what I was going to do because I had some problems when I retired, the adjustment to, they send you all this money and then you have to send it back and all this kind
yeah.
of stuff. And so, I needed somebody who knew, so I ended up having to go beyond H&R Block.
Yeah.
And it got expensive. I mean, it was like $500-$600 a year. And I mean, most of my return was going to pay the tax.
Right, right.
Well, I appreciate that, Kay, and remind people that we are doing that at the Frontier Senior Center Tuesday
yeah.
and Thursday, or Thursday and Friday, to call and make an appointment, and we appreciate that. And AARP doesn't take donations, but the Frontier Senior Center does. So we provide the space.
Right.
And like you say, you're getting your taxes done for nothing, so don't forget to leave that tip when you...
And they're done well.
Yeah. Yes,
that's important. That's important.
It's good.
Yes.
Thanks
well, thank
so
you,
much,
Kay.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day.
And we need to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR at 96.5 FM online and AM 1460, Clark and Clark in the Morning, filling in for Carl and Linda on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The coronavirus pandemic has caused our nation's blood supply to drop dangerously low. You can help end this shortage by giving blood. Giving blood is a safe, life-saving activity that's easy and painless. Trust me, I'm a 7-gallon donor myself. Visit lamalfa.house.gov/giveblood to find the blood donation center nearest you. Your donation could save a life. Paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And now, back to our show.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's Thursday, and so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we're just having completely open line this morning, so if you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. And we're going to go to the phone right now and speak with Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, ladies. Hey, thank you so much for having a more balanced conversation on this COVID. We get, usually it's 90% bedlam and apocalypse and 10%, well, maybe we're going to be okay. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. And one quick announcement, and then I have a comment after that. July 21st, 9 a.m., Shasta County Board of Supervisor meeting. There's going to be two major events, another reopened Shasta rally, and California Rifle Pistol Association group is going to be presenting a Second Amendment resolution to our county board.
Perfect.
So we're going to, this be a historic day. Please attend. And then quick comment. We're having a lot of problems with businesses refusing people entrance because they will not wear a mask, okay? Peggy Hall, I believe is her name, online has been covering all of this stuff. The main law people need to read is California Civil Code number 5-1. Please, everybody, read that. Actually, print it out. Take it with you to the stores. It details how businesses may not refuse service or accommodations if somebody has a medical issue, okay? So if you can't wear a mask due to a medical issue, they cannot refuse service. It's against the law.
Yeah, HIPAA rules.
So everybody, please.
And HIPAA rules don't allow them to ask.
And they're not allowed to ask what your medical condition is. I had a business in College City. This is me. Happened to me. I went into a hardware store in College City, refused to put on a mask, and they called the police on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Deputy shows up. Deputy shows up. We went outside and talked. Of course, they didn't tell the 911 dispatcher I refused to leave because I would not wear a mask. Of course not. The dispatcher would have laughed at him and hung up. They lied. So, anyways, at the end of it, the cop shook my hand, and he said, Rich, I'm not afraid of this COVID. I think it's a bunch of BS also, and you have a nice day. He never even wrote my name down. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Rich, very much. Yeah, it is. I think common sense, and, of course, that is what's missing in all of these conversations and all of the things that are going on, whether you're talking about the looting and rioting and the burning of buildings and the total preoccupation with everybody in the United States is a racist and all of that. It's just so much overkill. We need to just back up, take a deep breath, and recognize we were able to close our economy down in a heartbeat. And I kind of think we can open it back up the same way. Go back to normal life. Use common sense. If you have an issue, be respectful of other people's distance. Be a little cautious. If somebody doesn't want to hug you, back up and don't do it. But get on with our life.
Well, and I think some of these cases, some of these outbreaks have been exactly what you said of people showing symptoms, even waiting for a test result, and in the meantime, going to the family barbecue. So I think it's, you know, a lot of these cases are people that were symptomatic and had exposures. You know, it is tough to wear masks. Obviously, I'm in home care. We are all wearing the masks. We have to. It's whatever our personal opinions are, we're going to protect our seniors. And if it's inconvenient for us or whatever, we're going to continue to do it till we're told otherwise. But it is a challenge for seniors when their caregiving staff, they can't read their lips. They can't see their expressions. You know, we're starting new service with people that can't even, you know, see what their caregiver looks like. And not everybody's in a state of mind where they understand why we're doing that. And you know, and teachers and you know, speech pathology and a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of challenges. And I was saying off the air, can someone please create a clear mask, a silicone mask or something where you can see? My daughter had someone tell her a funny joke and she opened her mouth and was in this dumbstruck. That was her reaction. And the lady said, "What's going on? Why aren't you saying anything?" Because she had her mask on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're missing verbal cueing. We're missing connections. We're missing, I'm in the store and I see someone and I'm passing by and I smile and they don't realize I'm smiling.
Well, of course
you know,
not.
And so you're missing this wonderful connection. Yeah. And so, I mean, if we have to wear them, can someone please create a clear one? That's my...
Well, and you know, there's all kinds of things that you can go, because we have this one of our members of our Congress who is saying we need to wipe out this whole culture and start over, just not get rid of the police. Let's get rid of the whole culture. And she happens to be of the Muslim race, and we wonder, are they trying to just get us all used to wearing masks? I don't know. One of the things I think that a lot of people, they've heard about the fever, they all think about that, and the cough, and the shortness of breath. But there's some other signs that a lot of people are not recognizing. Fatigue, if you're just really, really tired. Muscle or body aches.
Mm-hmm.
A headache that you're not used to having. A new loss of taste or smell. That's one of the things that people don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a sure sign.
Right.
The taste and the smell. A sore throat, congestion or runny nose. That's hard for a lot of us because
allergies,
a lot of us with
hay
fever. I kind of live with a runny nose off and on my entire life because I have hay fever really bad. Nausea or vomiting or diarrhea. But if you have a couple of these things going on, the testing is available, and you need to get tested. But you need to just get on with living your life.
Well, here's the other challenge. I had two employees exposed in their personal time, not at work. It took 9 days to get those results back. And, I mean, and that's here in Shasta County, and we have to get that quicker.
I'm going to tell the Board of Supervisors, you need to get on that.
I mean, that
we need better,
I mean, these people
quicker
were
testing.
Out of work, you know, isolating at home. You know, we have clients that we can't send them back. We're not sending anyone without a clear result. And both of them came back negative, but they lost 9 days of work.
Yes.
You know, and so it's like, I mean, I don't know how we can't get this thing turned around in 24 hours.
I think that's a fault of the state, and we need the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Well, and Chris,
and we need to be complaining.
Yes,
we need to be that board and our health department here needs to be in Sacramento's face. We need to get a turnaround time on those tests. Make it happen.
Well, and the thing is if you know and you're an employee and you know you're on a budget and you know when you get tested that I can't put you to work for 9 days, are you as likely to get tested? I mean, if you're, and these girls had an exposure in their personal lives, no one ended up getting it, but they voluntarily said, "Hey, I work with seniors. someone in my friendship circle had an exposure, I better get tested before I go back to work. But so they chose this, and then last night, you know, so it's like when you have a single mom or someone who's struggling who has a potential exposure and no one got it, are they as likely to go make sure when they know that it's going to take 9 days for them to get a result
back?
Well,
that's
back
exactly
and now,
right.
You know,
and, so, then, and then if they do test positive, they may not even get it and
right.
have any symptoms. But then they've got another 14 days
right.
before they can do anything.
Yeah. That's a huge challenge.
I think we just need to be thinking common sense. Is there any place in our minds where there's common sense
the news
left
from town
that
hall.
We can actually do, you know, the right thing for the right reason without thinking about whether it's politically correct or whether it's going to be taken wrong by somebody else? Do what you know in your mind is the right thing to do
mm-hmm.
in these circumstances. And apply a little common sense and get back to living. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the final day of its spring term, justices issued rulings on two cases in the president's fight to keep private his taxes and other financial records. In a 7-2 decision, the high court ruled that the president is not absolutely immune from a New York grand jury subpoena stemming from the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation. And in the other case, also a 7-2 ruling, justices blocked Congress from getting access to Mr. Trump's financial records.
As for the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation, it'll probably be at least several weeks before the court issues a formal judgment that would trigger the turnover of the records.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Some states now doing an about-face on business reopenings as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases climbs, primarily across the South and the West. California seeing a surge. Governor Gavin Newsom says three more counties are on a state health department watch list.
A week or so ago, we had 19 counties on the list, 23 counties when I was with you on Saturday, 26 now with Napa, San Benito, and Yolo County now on the list. Remember, the monitoring list then requires some modifications to the stay-at-home orders.
President Trump, who wants to see schools reopen in the fall, threatening to withhold federal funds from districts that don't reopen. Roughly 1.3 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, applications declining for a 14th consecutive week. On Wall Street, the Dow is declining. It's down 425 points and NASDAQ off 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Another day, another round of criticism from communist China, criticism of the U.S.
China's foreign minister wasn't pulling his punches. He said current U.S. policy towards China is based on strategic misjudgments, which lack a factual basis and is full of emotional outbursts and McCarthyist prejudice. However, in a speech posted on the foreign ministry's website, Wang Yi also said that relations between Washington and Beijing could be repaired. Though they were currently in their most challenging state since the resumption of diplomatic relations in 1979, he said the two sides should explore ways to peacefully coexist.
That's the BBC's Stephen McDonald. The mayor of the South Korean capital of Seoul has been reported missing. Police say a search is underway. Officers say they're looking for the mayor in a Seoul neighborhood where his cell phone signal was last detected. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
The Ivy League says it's not going to play sports in the fall because of the pandemic.
The league left open the possibility of moving some seasons to the spring if the outbreak is better controlled by then. The move could have ripple effects throughout the big business of college sports. Football players in the Power Five conferences have already begun workouts for a season that starts on August 29th. The Ivy League decision affects not just football, but soccer, field hockey, volleyball, and cross country, as well as the fall portion of winter sports like basketball. Keith Peters reporting.
The National Weather Service reports a powerful tornado damaged farms and injured at least two people in western Minnesota last evening. The twister touched down near Dalton, Minnesota. The Weather Service says three farmsteads were hit and one of the farmhouses was flattened. The tornado crossed Interstate 94, but no vehicles were hit. The Dow down 498. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to have a conversation with us, give us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
We're just having a great conversation here today. If you'd like to join us, please do that. The weather, it is 76 degrees in downtown Reading, rising rapidly, going to be a high of 99 today and a low of 66. Friday, again, hot and a high of 102, low of 68. On Saturday, a high of 103, low of 67. Not too windy this week. It's been windy, and I'm glad to see that kind of going away. The fire danger gets worse. On Sunday, hot with a high of 105, a low of 70. Monday, a high of 105 and a low of 67. And it's going to kind of be that way through next week. It is summer and it is Shasta County. So we kind of get used to that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They give us locally owned and veteran owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So Sharon and I have just been talking about a bunch of stuff. One of the things we've got to look forward to in these next coming weeks are the rolling power outages. PG&E is again saying that those will happen when we get into fire danger, and we hope that we just don't have any fire danger and big fires up here, and that doesn't happen. But there's some things you should think about doing in anticipation of losing your power. One of the things I found is I found this really great little solar-powered charger.
Okay.
It's about the size of a cell phone, mm-hmm. Not much bigger than that. And it will I can charge both my iPad and my iPhone if that's fully charged, and I can charge both of them, fully charge them, at least twice.
Oh, that's great.
And it keeps converting. You just leave it in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And so it keeps putting energy in there while it's taking it out. And so you could go almost indefinitely if you can get. And it doesn't take actual sun to charge it if it's light.
Just like on the kitchen counter or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I put it like in the window. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in the RV, I can just lay it on the table next to the window, and the light's coming in on it, and it will continue to charge.
That's great to have just in general.
Oh, when you're traveling and if you're doing a lot of picture taking,
mm-hmm.
And with your phone on you, you've got it on. I think I tend to use my phone more when I'm out and about and traveling. Mm-hmm. And it's great because I can put that in my purse or in my pocket and have the little cord connected to my phone,
mm-hmm.
and I can be taking pictures all day long and charging the whole time.
Where'd you get that sucker? Like Amazon or something?
I got it online.
Okay.
But they're really great. So it's I'll send you the link for
okay.
it.
Solar charger.
But
I like that.
They're just fantastic. I got some actually last Christmas. I bought them for my grandsons. They're great to go. You go out fishing or
right.
you're out and about where you're not connected to the power and you can't.
Because a lot of these battery packs, you have to charge them at home. and then you can take them with you. And that's where I drop the ball, is like, I've got to prep this battery pack to charge it so that I have it. But if it's solar and it's just charging itself out wherever I'm at,
yeah,
to me, that's a better setup.
It's great. And I just, I kind of train myself to keep it laying someplace where it gets daylight all the time. So it's always charged.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one of the things that people need to be thinking
about.
You're
more technology savvy than you think.
I know.
That's a good one.
I know. Okay. So we've got a phone call. We're going to go to the phone and speak with Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Listen, about a week ago I called and I complained about the Reading Record Searchlight taking a comment I made to a article they had online, and my comment was put on, and an hour later it was off. This is like 4:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the morning, it's off. The same thing happened this morning. They've got an article in there about the different businesses that got the PPP money. And I noticed that Wind River Casino got between $2 and $5 million. So I copied and pasted what I wrote on the chat room yesterday, exactly 24 hours ago. You can go to that and see what I wrote. And I pasted that on it on a comment, and it was about 4:30 or 5 this morning. And I checked, and it was posted online. And an hour later, it's offline. And, you know, it's just despicable, in my opinion, that our local paper won't post and leave on their conservative viewpoints.
Well, that's nothing new, and I thank you for the information, Nick. But that's certainly not anything that new in that paper. I quit taking the paper some time ago. I do take it online. And that's only so that I can copy off the Sudoku and the crossword puzzle every morning and do them, but I rarely read it. It's not giving us any information about our local area and not responsive. You can really make yourself miserable by reading the blasting of anti-conservative information that's contained on every page, let alone the opinion page. So, I concur with you that they're not doing us any good. Thanks for calling and letting us know that. Some of the other things I want to remind people about, things that you should be doing to get yourself ready. If you are a person who is using oxygen, has medical need for electricity, you need to be sure that you are registered with the health department, that you're registered with your local police department, your local fire. So people know when the power outages happen in a community, we need to know where those people are that are reliant upon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call and you know, make sure that you are listed with the emergency agency so they know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's called self-reliance.
Right.
Be responsible for yourself. Don't stand there and wait for somebody else to you know, when nobody's helping me. Well, reach out and help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that those things that you need, and another thing, talk to your family members. Have a plan for communication. If you're reliant upon a phone system that can be put out when the power goes out, be sure you have another way in place to contact your family.
Mm-hmm.
We still have seniors out here who don't have cell phones, who don't have the ability to reach out. So you as a family member need to realize, if the power's out in my neighborhood, and all my mother has is a phone, a regular phone, her phone's out as well. So be conscious of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect government and the services to step in and take care of all your needs.
Right, right.
Get in there and kind of be...
And this is now our new normal, you know, the rolling blackouts. I mean, it's going to continue to happen, and we need to know it now. And I know a ton of people in Palo Cedro area up to Shingletown. I have quite a few people I know that ended up getting generators in preparation for this.
My hand is in the air. And the interesting part of that, my friends are all giving me a hard time because I jumped right on that after Snowmageddon.
Mm-hmm.
It dawned on me, and I hadn't really thought about it. I have gas. When the power has gone out before, I can cook.
Mm-hmm.
I can heat.
Heat, right.
The only thing I can't do is have water because I'm also on a well. And it dawned on me, it was bad enough in the wintertime when I could melt snow. to flush my toilet. I mean, there's some basic things you can't do if you don't have water. I had plenty of drinking water, but bathing water and flushing water was not there. That was what got my attention, and I immediately invested in a full house generator that as soon as my electricity goes off, it automatically jumps right over and goes to natural gas, and everything runs. And I felt that was a good investment, specifically because of the well. So in the power outages last year that we hit Anderson and the area, for whatever reason, this little strip right along the river, what they call a low connectivity zone, where we can't get AM radio, we can't get FM radio, we can't, I mean, our service is always really bad. You have trouble with satellites, internet service, everything there. That little strip, the power never went out.
So somehow you lucked out. Have you had to use the generator yet?
I haven't, because they shut the power off to do some work a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, and it actually went in. So that was funny. But they were all giving me, big smarty here.
That's right.
You went and got the generator, and you're the only one in the group that still has power. The rest of us are out. And I said, well, you can come over. We can maybe run a long extension cord. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you
down, never gonna run around and desert you. Well, we're busy dancing in here. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. It's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we're just talking about whatever comes to our mind, and we're just loving that the phone is ringing, and we're going to go to the phones again. Good morning, Mimi.
Hi, Mimi.
Hey, beautiful Clark women. Hey, I wanted to thank you publicly for how you guys are always so great about encouraging us to do things in the community. And just last night, another friend of ours and Marty and I went and took Sharon up on her encouragement to do the River Romance cruise down the Sacramento.
Oh, nice.
And I've never been on the Sacramento before in 10 years we've lived here. And it was magical, and I was afraid because it was supposed to be over 100, and we got down there, and it was just absolutely delightful. So huge thank you for that, and thanks for all you ladies do to make our North State better.
Thank you, Mimi. And was that so wonderful to see all the wildlife, and it's a whole different experience on the river, isn't it, doing it that way?
It really is.
Yeah.
It's just magical.
They do such a great job. The food's amazing. It's a lovely evening.
It really is. And we were, we've all been stressed with COVID and everything, and this was just something that we can do. And you weren't limited in anything.
Correct. Yes.
It was just a delight. So thank you so much. And y'all are great women.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you, Mimi.
So
right back at you.
Yeah, same to you. Okay. Absolutely. And I just want to, if you have not had the experience of being out in a raft or on that boat cruise and you haven't experienced the Sacramento River, you just got to do that.
It's
put that
beautiful.
On your
it's
bucket
gorgeous.
List. I miss, they used to have the raft trips where you could get on at Park Marina and then you would float all the, you could rent the raft and your group. And then you could float all the way down the river and get off at the Anderson River Park.
I did that 1 year ago.
We used to do that every year. Many of you will remember Virginia Loftus, our county assessor, and she lived on the river, and we would float down and stop at her house, and then we'd have like a lunch, a picnic, what have you there, and then we'd get back on the thing and the raft of 8 or 10 of us. And go on then down to the Anderson River Park, and we'd always have a car there where we could go back up to get our cars, and they'd pick up the raft down there. What I wish somebody would start
great.
That again.
It was, oh my gosh,
I miss it terribly. But if you haven't been on the river, take advantage of that. It's great. We're going to go back to the phones. Roberta, welcome. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. So nice to hear both of you. Well, I concur with everything you're saying. You know, I saw my son and daughter-in-law for the first time yesterday since Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
And I was shocked to see their faces when they saw that I have lost some weight, and I'm not as strong as I used to be. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I've let this happen over a 6-7 month now period. If I continued on, what's going to happen? So,
yeah.
Boy, mm-hmm. I am on it now.
Good for you.
Good girl.
I just want to let all people know that, hey, you may not be paying attention to yourself, so you might want to, you know, have a conversation with someone to say, hey, are you noticing changes in me?
Good point. Good point.
You're absolutely right. You look in the mirror every day and you don't see the changes. And then, but what a stark realism for your children to see you and go, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good wake-up call. Get out, start doing that exercise, get up. You know, our time on Earth is limited. I have a friend that used to say, you know, from the time you're born, you're dying. I mean, that's kind of where you're going. And I recognize that, but I'm just determined. I'm going to live every day. Do the best I can with
right.
it every morning. Get up, do it, get going, be a part of life. Just don't be a bystander and watch it go by.
My mother used to say, tail over the dashboard.
good one.
Thanks for the call,
and
Roberta.
And the other thing on the record searchlight, yesterday I opened a record searchlight for the first time, and I don't know when. And I was so shocked at all of the negative political articles, page after page, column after column. I'm telling you, we need more positivity. Thank you both for being there for us.
Thank you, Roberta. I will say that because you can't, the negativity that they're pouncing on us just is making me crazy. I can't think negative all the time. You've just got to get back to positive And again, I say, live each day, do the best you can.
Well,
with
you
it.
Know, I watched this amazing documentary last night on David Foster. So David Foster is a music composer, and he redid the whole Whitney Houston "I Will Always Love You," the Dolly Parton song that Whitney sang. And I mean, he did a bunch of songs for Chicago. He's a beautiful writer and producer, and it's all about his life and all the songs he's. Written for celebrities, and he's the one that found Michael Bublé. He found Josh Groban.
Oh, wow.
So it's really interesting, but one of the things, he's in his 60s, married to a much younger wife, but one of his comments was, you know, he's like 65. He goes, I may only have 15 summers left. 15 summers.
Yeah.
You know, and he goes, and I want to enjoy them. And I thought to myself, it's interesting when you start thinking of it in those terms, like 15 summers isn't a lot.
No.
You know? And so he's thinking, I want to enjoy every summer because, you know, when you're getting to that number. And so it was a wonderful, and I think you would like it because it's one of those, it's on Netflix. It's one of those, you don't realize sometimes these music composers and writers and producers how much music they've done. Because he's not the front one singing it. He's not the one doing the album. He's listed on the credits. You don't realize all the music he's written, you know, wonderful, wonderful songs. But 15 summers, and I thought, you know, I'm going to remember that quote.
Well, and I will tell you that as you get closer to the age I am, you start thinking in terms of that. I have an opportunity. I'm hoping that my son and my grandsons are going to be able to get up this year and we get to go up to our favorite fishing spot. We haven't been able to do that in about 3 or 4 years because of everybody's complications with cattle cutting and football and jobs
and
all of that. But we think maybe we have it put together. We're hoping if something doesn't interrupt that. But the point is, we've been able to do that for about 4 years. I'm getting older. I'm not sure how many more times how much longer I'm going to be able to go and stream fish and take my RV up and park it by myself and put it where I need it and do all that stuff. As we age, we're our mind is still willing, but the body's not always willing to do all those strenuous things.
Right.
So, I want to do it because this might be the last chance.
Well, I tell my clients all the time, like, I wish I had a crystal ball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, do you or don't you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't.
Maybe not.
Well, and sometimes I'll say, you know, when people are meeting with us to talk about help for at home or their loved one, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. You know, and it's tough when you're putting plans together and thinking about those things. And it is, you know, so important to do, you know, how many, I always try to think about who would trade places with me for my problems. you know, for what seems so overwhelming to me, whatever my issues are in my world, in my life, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, there's always someone who would trade places with me. So, you know, you got to put it in perspective of that, that like, you know, while, you know, you whatever your age is, whatever our medical problems are, there's always someone that would trade places with us. And I try to remember that in a heartbeat. And so it's like, you know, people that have lost a child or a spouse or, you know, a limb, you know, hey, come on, Sharon, you know, pull up your, you know, big girl panties and get out there and live life, you know, for sure.
I will tell you that I wake every morning and thank God for how blessed I am. I know that there are so many people in life circumstances. I am so blessed to be living the life I'm living and have the things that we planned well for, you know, there are so many people that don't have the advantages that I have, and I like sharing with the community, having the opportunity mm-hmm. to do this show.
Right.
To reach out to the community and have that conversation is just a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a blessed life. I love it. I thank God every day for that.
Well,
we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job, That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I'm all for that. I have a friend. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're having just a great conversation today. Good friend just walked in. Good morning, Mr. Lou White. Good to see you with your tinfoil hat. That's cute. Give us a call at 605-4567. Come in here, Mr. White. Say good morning to the audience.
Good morning to you. My tinfoil hat is just as effective as any mask anybody wears.
I think you're probably right.
I don't know anybody with a tinfoil mask that has COVID.
I think you're right.
Tinfoil hat, I mean.
Tinfoil hat, tinfoil
mask. And you won't
mask.
Get sunburned on your scalp. It's actually like kind of like a sunscreen.
No beta rays.
You're covered. Nothing coming out of the side. Good to see you, Mr. White. Leave it on his desk. Thank you. Thanks for joining. We're going to go back to the phones right now because Roberta has something she'd like to say to us. Good morning, Roberta, again.
Well, what I called in the first place for was to give people something that they can do themselves. I have always wakened in the morning and made up a little jingle. And I used to sing that every day, and then I changed to a different one, and I'm not doing that anymore. And that's one of the changes that my daughter brought to my attention, was that, Mom, when you call me, you don't sing me a jingle anymore. Well, she has a Facebook page called Living Like Laurel, and it's just all positive information, and she does not sell anything on it. It's just her gift to the world. This morning's is Change Starts in Your Own Heart.
Yes, it does.
So, anyway, if you need something to get you started in a happy word or a jingle or some little ditty or a smile, go on Living Like Laurel in the morning, and you'll find it there.
Thanks, Roberta. I'm going to write that down and be sure to do that.
Thanks
okay.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
The music that brought us back in, the surfing thing, reminded me I have a friend who just bought a condo in Hawaii. And she's so excited about the whole thing. I'm really excited because she's invited me to come over in October.
Yeah, nothing's better than a friend getting a boat or a friend getting a second vacation.
Exactly. I haven't been in Hawaii oh my gosh, it's been a long time. I think it was in like 69.
Now, what island is she on?
What is the big,
Hawaii? Like Kona?
No, it's
Oahu?
Not.
Oahu?
No, it's
Maui.
Not Oahu.
Kauai?
No.
Maui?
I think it must be Maui.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I mean, I've been to all of them.
I've been to Oahu and to Kauai, but I haven't been on the other, so I can't remember. I think it's. At any rate, I'm excited.
Yes. And anyway, it's Hawaii, and you have free lodging.
Well, and I get to go because I've been wanting to go back. Mm-hmm. It was one of the places that my husband had spent a lot of times. He had flown out of Kauai for many years. Mm-hmm. And so going to Hawaii was, I've been there, done that. I don't really want to spend any time in Hawaii. So it was what we didn't ever do that, and I've been wanting to go ever since. So I'm really excited about something to look forward
absolutely.
To.
Well, I'll tell you, my ex-husband, who I have two adult children with, moved to Hawaii, and he was going to fly back to visit his kids, our children here in the States, in the continental states, and they won't let him leave Hawaii unless he quarantines for 2 weeks when he comes back.
Yeah,
because they have been there, and he's kind of like, I just don't see what all this is going on over there. It's like, well, you live on an island floating in the middle of the ocean. It's not affecting you guys as much over there.
Well, I think it has. Has it finally hit them?
It has a little bit, but I mean, not not really. Well, even like a lot of us, you know, I mean, I believe it exists, like we've talked about, but it's like, you know, do I even know anyone who's got it yet? I don't.
I do know someone.
So it does hit closer to home. Once you know someone who's gone through it, it does hit a little bit.
And I understand that they do get really, really sick, but the reality is that less than, I don't know, I can't do statistics well, but not that many people have died who have been impacted. I think if you look at the numbers and you back out all the people who have not been recorded as dying from heart attacks and pneumonia and strokes, during the same period of time, mm-hmm. look at those statistics for a normal year and compare them to what they are this year, because they're like 50% of what they normally
right, yeah.
are.
Like, apparently no one had a heart attack this year.
That's exactly right. Nobody died in a car accident. Nobody had a stroke. Nobody got pneumonia and died. Everybody has died of COVID. So if you back all those numbers out of that statistic and then you correlate those with the actual number of people who perhaps really died of COVID, this probably isn't a whole lot worse than any other flu season we've ever had. That's just my opinion. Stuck with it, and I get to say it because it's my radio show.
That's right. That's right, Trish.
But I'm just saying that, come on, people, back up. Take a good look. Look at the information. Keep yourself safe. Be respectful of others. They want to wear a mask, leave them alone. They don't want to wear a mask, leave them alone. It's just do what you feel right doing and move forward.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to mention today that's going on in my world is my boyfriend's daughter is getting married in 2 weeks. And
that's a whole lot different.
Oh my gosh.
It's
been interesting because, you know, back when this started and they kind of had they made the call back in like April or May, are we going to have the wedding in July or not? We all thought at that time, oh, by the end of July, you know, we kept hearing that the heat's going to make it not travel. Well, that hasn't happened, but the invitations have gone out, you know, this thing's going, and they kind of made the decision, like, we're getting married somewhere on July 25th, you know.
And if there's a crowd,
yeah,
oh,
that's right.
So much
that's
the better.
Right. So
if there's not, that's
yeah,
all right.
So the plan is that they are getting married, up in Tahoe. And, at a resort, and it went from 200 to 67, but it's interesting because like all these little comments are coming, like, can they dance? They don't know yet. Can, you know, they were going to have like past appetizers. Well, you can't do past appetizers. You can't do a buffet. How are these appetizers going to be served? So all these things are coming up about, and then her bridal shower was this Saturday. They canceled that because the last thing you want to do is get a bunch of people together 2 weeks before the wedding, just in case someone brings it, right? Then you've got a sick wedding party.
Yeah, the whole wedding party.
And so I feel so bad because, you know, like all these little nuances of this wonderful experience, you know, are just getting chipped away, you know, little by little. Now it's become, the fun part is now it's become like a 3-day wedding because it's only close friends and family. So they're doing like a Friday event, a Saturday event, and a Sunday event because they have the finances to do it because it dropped from 200 to 67. But, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And every day there's different, you know, between the governor's suggestions, the resorts reading and comprehension of those suggestions, the wedding planners recommend, you know, and so, you know, it's just going to be like, she doesn't know how people are going to sit at the wedding, how spaced out they need to be. Do they need to be wearing masks during the ceremony? Did the bridal parties need to have masks on? Because they're going to be standing right next to each other. You can't social distance.
Tinfoil hat. Yeah. You know, here's the secret. They need to call it, instead of a wedding ceremony, it's a wedding protest.
There you go.
Because when you're protesting, you can't get COVID.
That's true.
So, yeah, exactly. Okay. You only get COVID if you're doing rallies or parties or you're in a bar. But if you're protesting, burning down buildings, looting and raging up the state, you don't get COVID. We don't worry about that. Because they have a right to be there. Just saying, little satire there.
Jeez, Trisha, you got a good night's sleep last night.
I did.
You're on it today.
I did. And it's, you know, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Can you tell? I'm just kind of over it. And I think that I encourage people to really take a good look at the information that's out there. There's a lot of good factual information from knowledgeable people. Doctors who are explaining how much better the treatments are now. They know that if they start using certain things,
ventilators, they're not just going to that now. That
don't do that because they're literally killing people.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a good idea. But instead of getting the symptoms, and then if they have a symptom and they test positive, instead of sending them home until they're really, really sick and then trying to treat them, if you start giving them some of these drugs that, God forbid, President Trump has recommended and therefore we might possibly use, you know, any of those, I mean, that somebody's come out with, God, don't do that, because, you know, I get really unnerved about the whole thing. But so a lot of doctors, good, well-practiced professional people, have come out and said, yeah, if you start taking some of these things early on when you first get the symptoms, then it won't turn into that horrible thing. And no, not everybody that gets it's dying from it. The younger people are going to get it. We get herd immunity. Let all those things play out. Take care. Be responsible. But don't let it rule your life.
Well, and I think it's hard because we all are over it. You know, it's like there's a mental shift, I think, no matter who you talk to, you know. And thank God they didn't tell us, you know, it was going to be 3 months of this, because we probably all would have been in the streets way before.
That might have been a good idea. Yeah. We wouldn't have reacted like the bunch of sheep that we did.
Right, because they knew, like, if we tell them that they're going to be on, you know, quarantine and down in their homes for 3 months, these people aren't going to take it. But I'll tell you, I think that mentally I kind of prepared myself, oh, we're going to have a reprieve during the summer. I can see it coming back in the fall, but it's going to be a reprieve in the summer. We're not getting the reprieve. And so now we're all just kind of hitting the wall of, like, the frustration of that, you know, mentally. Mental health is feeding into this a lot, and our frustration and our actions and the outbursts and the yelling at each other with the masks. And, you know, we're all – It's there's a mental health component. We're not back to our working out. We're not back to our activity level. We're not back to our socialness. It's a tough time for a lot of people.
It is, in fact. And you know, if you need reprieve from that state of mind that you're in, this portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah, go spoil yourself.
Go spoil yourself. This is a great opportunity.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
A girl can't have too many diamonds or too many guns. I mean, I just say. And so go and see the only full-service jewelry store in Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Watch repair. If you're going to get your watch fixed in Reading, it's going to end up there, so you may as well start there and look at all that wonderful estate jewelry and things that they have on display. They make custom jewelry. Always, it's just like the best candy store in town. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR at 96.5 FM, online at AM 1460.
Like a woman. Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to get in on the conversation this morning, get us headed in a different direction if you don't like the direction we're going.
It's Clark and Clark. We challenge you to try to change the topic this morning. We'll see what happens. Trish is a little spicy this morning.
Well, no, just I get fired up because it's some of this insanity is driving me crazy. Give us a call, 605-4567, and we're going to go to the phones because we have Roberta on the phone, a different Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Yeah, good morning, ladies. I'm with you, Trish. I've been thinking about this morning, and I wonder who's going to post on Facebook. But anyway, if I have a choice between potentially getting a virus and my children, I have great-grandchildren, would I choose that or would I choose socialism, communism?
There you go.
Control of the government. And I'm going to choose taking care of myself, having liberty and responsibility, self-governed, and over my choice of the government taking care of me with socialism, communism, which we don't work. And all the people that want that, I don't know why they don't move to the countries that have that.
Absolutely. Well said.
Okay, well, that's my comment. I care more about my children's liberty, my great-grandchildren and my grandchildren, which we have a lot of. I want to give them liberty and not government control. Thank you.
Thanks, Roberta.
Thanks so much. You know,
good point.
Really, well said. I think that we need to be very careful as we go forward with this. If by some doom thing, Mr. Biden was able to capture the presidency in November, are you really ready for all of this to become permanent in your lives? Because they got us to back up this far.
You don't think Kanye has a chance?
Well, I'm just saying, if he were, I mean, it's scary thoughts for me, because we have given up so much of our freedom. We're accepting at face value things that come out. Wear a mask. It's the law. Excuse me? The governor can't make laws. Only the legislature can make laws. And nobody's passed that. So I think we need to back up and listen to all of the things that are happening and the hypocrisy. I'll give you one. Okay, so okay. Mount Rushmore is probably, if you have not been there.
I have not been there.
Well, it is, you want to whisper. It is the most reverent, beautiful place I've ever seen. And I've been, as everybody knows, in my motorhome in every state. I have visited many of these statues they're talking about. I have pictures of Mary and I standing next to many of these statues that they're talking about trashing with our history. Mount Rushmore is just the best place I've ever been as far as celebration of what our country is. It's beautiful. Now, when Obama went to Mount Rushmore and when Biden and who's the guy, the other one, that Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. when he was at Mount Rushmore, you should hear these commentators from CNN and ABC talking about the majestic figures and the reverence to this country and what a great country it represents. All of this stuff that they said while these individuals are standing in front of Mount Rushmore. And then you turn around and you contrast that with should have white pride and the celebration of, and here he is on stolen land standing in front of two slave owners, and this is the commentary from these same people. Do they think we're stupid that we don't remember what they said when Obama was there and when Biden was there and when Bernie Sanders was there, how majestic it was, and now it's white slave owners? Are you kidding me? I mean, how stupid do they think we are that we don't remember that they said all these other things? And Sharon's eyes start glazing over when we get into political things.
I'm like, I'm your little Padawan. I'll listen.
but I will tell you, you're a whole lot more conservative than you were when you first met me.
I am a lot more conservative. I am.
And a lot more political. You know a lot more than you did.
You've been a good influence. But I mean, I – oh, we have a call?
Yeah, we do. We're okay. Going to go back to the phones and talk with Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, girls. Like your conversation this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted you and maybe the listeners to think about something. With all this stuff going on, they're telling you to wear masks, stay 6 feet apart. Now it might be 12 feet apart, so on, so on, so on. But when you see the president at Mount Rushmore with no mask, with a lot of people, they're not 6 feet apart. They have no mask. He's trying to tell us something without saying it directly. Because I think, I know how strong he is, but I still think there's powers that be that would knock him down. I mean, I'm sure they try to eliminate him all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
But you understand what I'm trying to say
here? Absolutely. It's a subliminal message. That all of this you're listening to and everything you're being bombarded with is not factual.
Exactly, exactly. He's trying to, everything he does, he's not wearing a mask whenever he's talking. You ever see the guy in a mask?
Nope.
No. You see the people around him, all the people that are there at these conferences or the meetings and everything, they're, when he goes to have a political thing, nobody cares. They're all saying, okay, that's fine. We'll sit together. We won't have a mask. We're going to support our president. He's trying to tell us something, guys. I'm telling you.
And I think the message is, thank you, Dave. Really well,
that's all I got to say.
Good point. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And I think that's important to recognize. I think, my own personal opinion, that he, you know, when this first happened, that the message was pretty clear, 2 million people are going to die, and I think it was appropriate at that point that this country get shut down and we take a look at what we've got. I think we were 2 weeks into it, maybe 3 weeks into it, when he realized, wow, this was overkill, and he started then trying to back out of it and trying to get people to be reasonable and try to recognize the damage we're doing, and that's a whole nother show. If you talk about shutting this country down, not only the economic, we talked a little bit in the first hour, Sharon, about the impact on our senior population. They've been really hitting now this last week or so the education. He's demanding, and rightly so, that our children go back to school. The ramifications of our children and the disruption in our lives of them not going to school. Not only the socialization, you've got kids that are subject to all kinds of things in their home that get picked up when they're in school that are not being picked up, whether that's child abuse or
and meals, free meals.
All these things that become a norm in our society. And you break that all up, you can't expect parents to go back to work when their kids are up. What, they're going to go to school 1 or 2 days a week? How in the world are you going to do that? And continue to have a thriving economy.
Mm-hmm.
We need to return back to normal and don't even buy into this new norm stuff.
So what do you think about the kids, the face masks on the kids?
Like, no.
So, you know, and that's going to be tough on our teachers because if and they have no control over whether that's told to them or not. But yeah, I mean, I'm just like, how do you keep a bunch of fourth graders with masks on? You know, that it's going to be interesting to see how this all.
Common sense has got to win out. And I think Dave is absolutely right. Our president is giving us a message. And I think if we haven't learned anything yet, that Donald Trump doesn't do anything for no reason. Whether you like it or you don't like it, he has a point. Every tweet, everything he puts out there, they say he flies, you know, by the seat of his pants. Stop. Wait for it. When he makes a tweet, he's guiding you someplace. He's getting you off of a conversation you're having and putting you in a direction he wants you to be. It's the way that he gets to the American people, and I think he does it effectively.
It's for sure.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I want everybody out there who doesn't like his personality to just get beyond that, get over it. He's not there for you to like his personality. Look at what he's accomplished. Look what he's accomplished for our veterans, for the health community. Look at the price of your medications, your prescription drugs. They're dropping like crazy. I know mine are. The co-pays I'm paying, mm-hmm. all the different things that have come about, the school choice that he's instilling where every child, not just rich kids, can have a choice in their education. Why isn't that important? All of these different things that he's been able to accomplish without a lot of help from anybody, you better hope he gets another 4 years or you're not going to like the outcome if he doesn't.
Well, from a business perspective, we needed someone in our government to run it like a business and make those tough calls. And I appreciate that, what he brought to the table with that.
Get rid of the bureaucracy, yeah. all of those different mm-hmm. rules that make no sense. I mean, I think when he went into office, he said, if you're going to make a new rule, you've got to get rid of two others.
Right.
Turned out the first 3 years or 2 years, they got rid of like 20, 25 rules for every new one they made. Has made a tremendous difference to our business community.
Mm-hmm. I definitely. And our oil exporting. I mean, there's definitely areas that have been.
A lot of jobs right. coming back to mm-hmm. the United States
yep.
from other
mm-hmm.
countries.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of leavening in that field. So much more. Okay, Sharon, we thought we weren't going to have anything to talk about. Here it is. We've come to the end of the show, and we've been able to do
well,
this.
Well, and sometimes we joke that we don't know what we're going to talk about, and then a guest shows up that Carl forgot to tell us about. So.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
we've
everybody.
Had a great time. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. This is KCNR, your free fire radio. Carl always says it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Have a great
thanks
day.
Thanks for joining.
Bye.
Gonna
stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.